Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. officials say that four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran. They fell short of their targets in Syria. There is no information on damage. The Russian Defense Ministry denies that any missiles went awry and that all fired from ships found their targets. On Wednesday, Russia ramped up its air campaign in Syria for the first time, launching cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called Russian military actions troubling.
We will assess the latest developments and the implications for the security of the alliance.
Mr. Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000 troops. The leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of the month. McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. John Boehner announced his resignation last month after a 25-year career in the House, the last 5 years as Speaker. His authority was constantly challenged by hardline conservatives. Rwanda's Supreme Court cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term when his current term expires in 2017. The court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-term limit for presidents is legal as long as the process respects the law. Doctors Without Borders says that 33 people are still missing after last week's U.S. airstrike on the International Medical Charities Hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. This is VOA News. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir says he will repartition the country into 28 states, up from the current number of 10. Opponents say such unilateral action is a violation of the recently signed peace deal. Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
President Salva Kiir says splitting South Sudan into 28 states will help reduce the size of the national government and distribute more resources to the rural population. But rebel leader and ousted Vice President Riek Machar says the president should have consulted the opposition first, per the terms of a peace agreement signed in August to end nearly 2 years of fighting. Machar spoke with VOA's Straight Talk Africa host Shaka Sali on Wednesday.
We wanted to resolve this matter once and for all, but he was not ready.
He rejected it.
A transitional government could be set up as early as November, according to the terms of the peace deal. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Clashes continue despite the August peace deal, with both sides accusing each other of ceasefire violations. An Air Force official says Spencer Stone, one of three Americans who overpowered a terrorist suspect at a French train in August, is in stable condition after he was stabbed Wednesday night in Sacramento, California. The official says the incident is under investigation, that the Air Force is unclear whether the stabbing was done by one suspect or multiple suspects. Police say Stone was stabbed during a fight near popular bars in the California capital's downtown area. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Literature to Belarusian journalist Svetlana Alexievich for what the Nobel Committee called her polyphonic writings, a monument to suffering and courage in our time. Alexievich has written books on the human impact of the Chernobyl disaster, the 10-year Soviet-Afghanistan war, and Soviet and post-Soviet history. Nobel Prize Committee Permanent Secretary Sarah Danius praised the 67-year-old writer as great and innovative, who has mapped the soul of the Soviet and post-Soviet people.
She's offering us new and interesting historical material, and she's developed a particular writing style as well as a new literary genre.
Svetlana Alexievich's work relies heavily on oral history and first-person perspective. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive apologized over the massive emissions testing scandal engulfing the German automaker. Michael Horn issued a sincere apology Thursday during testimony before a congressional committee over the scandal involving almost 500,000 of its clean diesel vehicles in the United States. The issue concerns Volkswagen's use of software to cheat the system by switching pollution controls on during emission tests but shutting them off during normal driving. Volkswagen admitted that 11 million of the carmaker's diesel machines worldwide contain the software. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.